I've had the most strangest day, and it's been enlightening. That's the wrong word. Hang on, let me think about this. I actually felt like I'd came out of a coma today. I actually felt like I'd been away from me for a long, long time. It was like a wave. It came like a wave over me this morning. I woke up about 4:45. Ella was coughing, and for about 30 minutes she had this coughing, and I gave her some Calpol and a drink and put her back down, and she went off again. And it was pretty interrupted until about, I would say, 7 o'clock. And then we got up, we had a bit of breakfast, and I took Ella over to Sam's mum's house because Sam needed to get a good night's sleep, due in part to the fact that Ella's cough has been pretty bad over the last 3 or 4 days. It's slowly starting to get better. She's starting to be a bit more accepting of her food, and she's sleeping better, which is good, because it really takes it out of you when you've got kids, young kids, when they don't sleep. It's a scary head state to be in. Anyway, 3 or 4 days before that, I've not had a lot of sleep for probably 6 hours. Last night I got about 5 hours, so I'm still behind. And currently it's 6 o'clock at night, on Monday evening, 23rd, and tomorrow is a very big day for me. Big day because career-wise, amazing because it's one of the companies that I've always wondered about and has always been very prolific in my whole computer career, in terms of growing up into computers, growing into computers from my original watching of an 80s film, Electric Dreams, which is based in San Francisco. It was one of the things that, as a kid, kick-started me into the idea of getting a job into computers, believe it or not. And I was a bit panicked. I couldn't focus last week. I was just not panicked about necessarily the interview or anything like that, but just everything seemed to come to a head. Everything seemed to, like I say, today, I literally woke up. I had a bit of a panic before 9 o'clock that I couldn't get a hire car. And don't know why, but I decided to call the hire car place and find out that they wanted an extra £100 for various liabilities, which I couldn't afford. So I asked a friend on Twitter, and she's done more than enough to help out, get the insurance and get covered on a car. And she's not known me very long, and I'm absolutely touched that she would invest her time and trust into me. And I think that might be one of the things that really helped me today. Not just the lending of the car and getting it insured and all of that, you know. I don't think it was that. It was just really weird. It was almost like living 6 months in one day. I can't really explain it. Everything just, I allowed myself to be led into the day after 9 o'clock, after this sort of stressor. And all of the attributes leading up to this point, getting a suit, getting the car, discussing my head state, going to see my mum, you know, talking through things with her, seeing, showing me pictures on her computer, almost reinforcing my 5 minutes tell the story, which I've got to do tomorrow, almost reinforcing it. And then also going to the dentist. And it was a 6-monthly checkup, but I had it in me that I wanted my bottom tooth to be filled, one of the teeth that was a problem. And I told the guy, I was literally, this is a job of my life. You know, this is could be the potential job of my life. And I have concerns about this. I'm having an operation, not an operation, but I'm having some surgery on my gum next week, I think it is, or the week after. And, you know, it's been a long time coming. But just weird crossover today. Just, you know, seeing my mum, having somebody empower me who's not known me very long. My mum discussing things that wanted to be almost footnotes in my head. Reinforcing the feelings that I had about the story I wanted to talk about. And it just all slotted together today. Really, really strange. Really, really strange. Took me right back to when we went to see these psychics, and they said, you know, you've got to do it. You've got to go and do it. And it's not just about tomorrow. You know, there's the Kung 2 thing on Saturday. I'm really excited about that. So many people have supported us through Twitter who I've known for a while, and some people I've never met and look forward to meeting. And you know, we managed to pull something off. In 4 weeks, we managed to pull together all these people, and we've done it between the two of us. And sometimes that's all it's about is getting going, getting started, you know. And I feel really, really pleased with that. And I know this is simply the start. I know there's more to come. I just feel like my mind has not been on track, and it's like someone has just pressed the unpause button on a tape recorder, and the spools are moving again. I can't really explain it. It's almost like a wave that's brushed over me, and I like it, and I think things could be okay. I think this could be the starting point of getting to grips with all of those instability, insecurity, confusion, you know, calculated almost, and putting it to bed, you know, put it to the side and just getting on with it. So much untapped potential I feel in me that I need to now deliver on release. And I think the thing that was holding me back was not really, not belief, but the clarity. I need clarity. I need something to drive me. You know, I need something, somebody, something to go to aim for, a goal. And I think I just got myself like wrapped up with so much stuff, and I was trying to approach it bit by bit by bit. Not really communicating it, sort of airing it, but not in any useful way. And I feel like that's past. I now feel like things are achievable. And today was just insane. Just so much happened in one day. You know, I've just literally just watched Jay Dedman's video about his mum, unfortunately passing away, video blogged. If you don't know Jay Dedman, he's from momentshowing.net. And it was just really touching. And a complete round tour narrative at the end of my day. Even though it's 6 o'clock, I won't do a lot tonight though. But it just wake up calls all round. It wasn't just Jay's piece, it was, you know, going to see my mum, the timing of going to see my mum, the messages she sent me, are you okay? You know, is there something you need to talk about? My mum had gone away and thought about what we talked about the other day. Me and my mum have got this incredible relationship. Incredible. And it never existed for a large chunk of my life. And I'm just so happy that I've got that now. So happy that we crossed those digital boundaries. We found a happy place and extended that sort of virtual reach to each other, you know. I love my mum. My mum's a very clever, sharp, affectionate. She's a great mum. A great mum. And I miss my nan and my granddad. I wish my nan and granddad. I'm filling up. Oh dear. I wish my nan and granddad had met Ella, because they would have absolutely loved her. Life is good, you know. Don't for one minute let it pass you by. It's there. All of it is there for the taking. All of it. So if you're feeling, or your head state is a mixed matched bag of emotions, and you sort of need direction or focus or clarity, just do something, you know. Even if it's completely out of character, get on with it. Get absorbed into it. Break your comfort zones. And I guarantee you, what comes out the side of it is this whole new aspect, this whole new kind of clarity that you can grab onto and utilize. And it will change your life. Stop living in the coma. Live for now. Don't exist. Yeah, the world's in a state. Money is tight. People are depressed and down, and hope is very difficult to filter into sometimes. But we've got the street outside of our house. We've got people in range, you know, the people we wouldn't normally interact with. Drop down those barriers, you know. Go. It, all of this is, it seems to be pulling together at the right time. Everything that I've thought about, everything I've worked on, no matter how much, even not to completion, is now dovetailing into the person I need to be. And that excites the crap out of me. I'm glad I got this out. Cheers.